Harlequin Audio presents Arrowwood by Mick Finley, read by Malk Williams. Chapter 1. South London, 1895. The very moment I walked in that morning, I could see the governor was in one of his tempers. His face was livid, his eyes puffy. His hair, least what remained on that scarred knuckle of a head, stuck out over one ear and lay flat with grease on the other side. He was an ugly sight, all right. I lingered by the door in case he threw his kettle at me again. Even from there I could smell the overnight stink of gin on his foul breath. "Sherlock Bloomin' Holmes," he bellowed, slamming his fist down on the side table. "Everywhere I look, they're talking about that charlatan." "I see, sir," I replied, as meek as I could. My eyes tracked his hands as they swung this way and that, knowing that a cup, a pen, a piece of coal might quick as a flash get seized and hurled across the room at my head. "If we had his cases, we'd be living in Belgravia, Barnet," he declared, his face so red I thought it might burst. "We'd have a permanent suite in the Savoy." He dropped to his chair as if suddenly tuckered out. On the table next to his arm, I spied what had caused his temper. The Strand magazine, open at the latest of Dr. Watson's adventures. Fearing he'd noticed me looking, I turned my attention to the fire. "I'll put the tea on," I said. "Do we have any appointments today?" He nodded, gesturing in the air in a defeated manner. He'd shut his eyes. "A lady's coming at midday." "Very good, sir." He rubbed his temples. "Get me some laudanum, Barnet, and hurry."